Well, the state is still getting hard, and this is still a very dangerous storm. But I'm really proud of the work that our first responders are doing, that our teams all around the state. We now have every single jurisdiction in the state of Maryland that is under a state of emergency, and we are all coordinating amongst each other. The team from the Emergency Operations Center has been really working well to ensure that we just have coverage on all parts of the state. But I also want to thank the people of the state, because the warnings of staying off the road, we're out here at the EOC, and it's seemingly people are doing it. So we would just ask Marylanders, continue to stay off of the roads, continue to allow emergency personnel to do their job, because while this storm has already had a significant hit, we know it is not done yet.
Okay, President Trump has freed up federal assistance to help Maryland and Marylanders throughout the storm and in the aftermath. How does that help now? What does that help you as far as logistics and things like that for the state?
Yes, we've been in close touch with the White House, and we appreciate them including Maryland in the emergency declaration. And basically what it does is it allows us to get access to equipment faster and easier. It allows for, if there is a need for things like additional generators, et cetera, that reimbursement can happen faster, and that there will be a federal share on it. But it really is just about ease and speed of being able to get additional items and additional assets in case of need.
Now, before your life in politics, you were in national service, and before that, you were a soldier. How does the logistics of being a soldier help prepare you and the people around you to be ready for a storm like this, to help people?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, people have asked, they said, you know, what kind of prepared you for these type of crises or disasters that show themselves? You know, you weren't a mayor or county executive. I don't come from the world of politics. It is that, you know, I'm a soldier. That's our training. How to respond in these moments, how to both prepare, and also how to make sure we get people back on their feet. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for the hard work of the men and women all across the state. There are people at our Department of Transportation, the members of our National Guard who we've mobilized, the members of our state police, our local leadership. Everybody is just working well and working in coordination, because in these moments, making sure that we are staying close and making sure that we are staying deeply aligned is just incredibly important to make sure we're protecting our people.
Looking forward, sir, what sort of impact will this have on, say, government and the ability of the state to provide services, non-snow services, let's say, to Marylanders?
Well, you know, one thing that we are seeing is that we're still, you know, there's still a measure of uncertainty about how long this storm is going to last. This is a relatively slow moving storm. And so we are still preparing that the rainfall, but also the sleet is that we're not done yet. And snowfall and sleet, that we're not done yet. In addition to that, the temperatures will continue to drop, and they will continue to stay low. And so we are going to ensure that we are keeping all emergency and essential state functions that are moving. People can continue getting updates on MD alerts. But we do know that we are going to need a measure of patience and grace from the people of our state, because this storm, which is impacting a good portion of the country, still has not had its final say.
Last question, sir. I don't know if you've spoken with the Speaker or the Senate President, but could this have an effect on the General Assembly and the ability for it to do its work in its limited time frame?
Well, you know, I've had a chance to actually speak with the Speaker late last night on it, and I'm clear that the plan that they are going to have for the General Assembly is they are going to continue doing their work. It might be virtual for a little while, just in the difficulty for people to get to the building. But I think that they are well prepared and well equipped to be able to make sure that they're doing everything on the legislative branch side, while we do everything that we need to do on the executive branch side.
Governor, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking again pretty soon.
Really appreciate you all. Please stay safe. Stay warm.
Thank you very much. Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us live. It is 9:46.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS to reach a friendly live agent. Donation's super easy, and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call us now.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Did you know you can donate real estate too?
When staff runs lean and oversight ramps up, federal teams rely on Unison. Our AI-powered software simplifies the complexity no one misses, so you're not decoding regulations or wrestling with workflows. All cabinet-level agencies and over 200,000 federal professionals, from cost engineers to acquisition professionals, trust Unison to cut through friction and keep compliance airtight. Whether you're buying or budgeting, Unison delivers proven software and the federal know-how you can trust to spend more minutes on mission. Unison, how federal business gets done. Learn more at unisonglobal.com.